Automakers say they have a plan to slash the carbon emissions from the cars they make.
With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here.
But the trends tell a different story. Some critics say the EV revolution is more hype than reality so far. The Environment Report's Tracy Samilton has more.
I'm at one of the University of Michigan's big commuter lots with my colleague, Rebecca Williams. She's agreed to help me count the electric and hybrid vehicles, and also what are still, by comparison, the gas guzzlers.
Okay, so you want me to count pickup trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what about SUVs?
Yeah, the big ones.
Big SUVs.
We divide the parking lot in half and meet back in the middle to compare tallies. I counted 31 pickups, 27 big SUVs, and 3 hybrids. No electrics.
So I found 36 pickup trucks, 25 big SUVs, 1 Ford C-Max hybrid, 3 Priuses, and 1 Toyota Highlander hybrid.
And no fully electric cars?
Nope.
This is not an unusual parking lot. Look at the grocery store parking lot the next time you go. In 2017, pickups and SUVs accounted for about 47% of U.S. sales. Electric vehicle sales, just a tad over 2%. Automakers say, just wait, that's going to change. The industry is spending huge sums on electrifying vehicles. Globally, about $90 billion in the next few years, according to Reuters. Mike Abelson is GM's vice president of EV charging and infrastructure. He says GM, Ford, and other automakers will be introducing dozens of new electric vehicles in just a few years.
Customers will have a lot more choice in the next few years amongst electric vehicles. And obviously, we and others are working very hard to make sure the infrastructure is in place so people are comfortable buying electric vehicles.
The biggest source of carbon dioxide emissions in the U.S. is transportation. And 60% of that comes from passenger vehicles, the sedans, crossovers, SUVs, and pickups that most of us drive. Abelson acknowledges having enough places to plug in isn't the only barrier. EVs are pricier than comparable gas-powered cars. But he says technology advances and economies of scale will drive that cost down.
So I think the conversation, as I see it, is more when will electric vehicles be the same cost as gas engine vehicles, not if they will be.
It all sounds rather rosy. John DiCicco says the reality is something quite different.
I just look at the data. What's happening, okay?
DiCicco is a researcher at the University of Michigan Energy Institute.
And what's happening in the North American auto market, and actually most markets around the world, is a shift to heavier, more powerful vehicles.
And consumers want these powerful vehicles. Gas prices remain low. In 2017, SUVs saw only a tiny improvement in fuel economy from the year before, and pickups, none. DiCicco says what's more, the oil and auto industries urged the Trump administration to relax vehicle emission standards.
I don't see any evidence that they have really, as corporations, embraced the seriousness of the climate problem.
DiCicco says we should definitely keep the pressure on automakers to clean up all the cars they make. California and Colorado are trying to do that in lieu of federal action, but it will likely be a very long time before every vehicle on the road is electric. So DiCicco says it's crucial we do other things too. Invest in public transportation. Make cities more walkable and bikeable.
Making it more convenient for people to get around without having to use motor vehicles as much. And we have to offset the CO2 that comes when fuel gets burned.
And the best way to offset the CO2 right now could come straight from our friends, the trees. A recent report from the Nature Conservancy says a massive reforestation effort in the U.S. could double the amount of carbon that trees now take out of the air. DiCicco says, why not demand the oil industry, which makes gas and diesel fuel, offset the harm it's doing and pay to plant all those trees? For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.